to urging people to attend carefully to the verbal surfaces of what they read. Much of the pleasure and interest of poetry depends on such attention. But it is nonetheless possible to have a powerful experience of a work of art, even in a modest translation, let alone a brilliant one. That is, after all, how most of the literate world has encountered Genesis, or the Iliad, or Hamlet. And though it is certainly preferable to read these works in their original languages, it is misguided to insist that there is no real access to them otherwise. I can, in any case, testify that even in a prose translation, On the Nature of Things struck a very deep chord within me. Its power depended to some extent on personal circumstances. Art always penetrates the particular fissures in one's psychic life. The core of Lucretius's poem is a profound therapeutic meditation on the fear of death, and that fear dominated my entire childhood. It was not fear of my own death that so troubled me. I had the ordinary healthy child's intimation of immortality. It was rather my mother's absolute certainty that she was destined for an early death. My mother was not afraid of the afterlife. Like most Jews, she had only a vague and hazy sense of what might lie beyond.